Rock in Opposition è un programma di contatto radio Popolare Network, condotto da Alessandro Volpi e curato da Federico Bogazzi. Quest'estate lo potete ascoltare anche su Radio Popolare. Tutti gli episodi li trovate sul sito www.contattoradio.it. Buon ascolto!
Rock in Opposition. Storie di musica e politica.
Benvenuti a Rock in Opposition. Un saluto da Alessandro Volpi. La trasmissione di stasera racconterà storie di canzoni di protesta per i diritti civili nell'America degli anni 60.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn, and nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. In the street, singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. You better stop now. What's that sound?
I have the pleasure to present to you Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Negli anni 60, a Los Angeles, soprattutto nel quartiere di Sunset Strip, molti giovani si ritrovavano per ascoltare musica e manifestare la propria libertà, senza che queste espressioni comunitarie avessero particolari connotati politici. Il sindaco era dal 1961 al 63 Sam Yorty, un democratico molto particolare che spesso assunse posizioni assai apprezzate dai repubblicani. quando la sua amministrazione decise di imporre il coprifuoco e chiudere alcuni locali frequentati dai giovani, esplosero proteste pacifiche che la polizia represse con la forza. Scritta da Stephen Stills, futuro membro di Crosby, Stills, Nash e Young, nel 66 la canzone non nacque direttamente come protesta contro la guerra del Vietnam, ma come denuncia della repressione delle libertà civili e del clima di tensione tra autorità e giovani. Il titolo, For What It's Worth, per quel che vale, non compare nel testo. Stills lo usò come commento ironico quando presentò la canzone alla casa discografica. Il brano, prodotto da Shar Green e Brian Stone, pubblicato da Atco Records, divenne subito un simbolo della protesta giovanile. La canzone raggiunse il numero 7 della classifica Billboard 800 nel 67 e rimane ancora oggi un inno della controcultura americana. I Buffalo Springfield allora erano composti da Stephen Stills, Neil Young, Richie Furey, Dewey Martin e Bruce Palmer, un gruppo destinato a diventare una delle band più influenti della musica folk rock americana.
Thousands of demonstrators opposed to the Vietnam War assembled in the nation's capital for a mass protest. For the most part orderly, minor scuffles did occur between the demonstrators and hecklers. A three-hour parade takes the demonstrators across the Potomac on their way to the Pentagon. The crowd, estimated at about 50,000 persons, was a loose confederation of some 150 groups and included adults, students, even children.
Negli anni della guerra in Vietnam, la leva obbligatoria mandava milioni di giovani americani al fronte. Tuttavia, i figli delle famiglie ricche o influenti spesso evitavano il servizio militare grazie a esenzioni o raccomandazioni. Questo alimentò un profondo senso di ingiustizia e rabbia sociale. Fortunate Son fu scritta da John Fogerty, frontman dei Creedence Clearwater Revival, nel 69 e pubblicata insieme a Down the Corner da Fantasy Record, raggiungendo il numero 3 della Billboard 800 negli Stati Uniti e il numero 1 in Canada. Il brano denuncia proprio il fatto che i figli dei ricchi e dei potenti potevano evitare di andare in guerra, mentre i giovani delle classi meno abbienti erano costretti a combattere. Fogerty si ispirò in parte al matrimonio tra David Eisenhower e Julie Nixon, simboli dei privilegi della classe dirigente americana in quanto figli di due presidenti.
Well, it took me a woman late last night. I was three-fourths drunk, she looked all right. Till she started peeling off her onion gook. She took off her wig, said, how do I look? I was high-flying, bare naked, out the window. Well, sometimes I might get drunk, walk like a duck and smell like a skunk. Don't hurt me, none, it don't hurt my pride, 'cause I got my little lady right by my side. She's a trying to hide, pretending she don't know me. I was out there painting on the old woodshed when a can of black paint, it fell on my head. I went down to scrub and rub, but I had to sit in back of the tub. Cost a quarter, half price. When my telephone rang, it would not stop. It's President Kennedy calling me up. He said, my friend Bob, what do we need to make the country grow? I said, my friend John, Bridget Bardot, Anita Ekberg, Sophia Loren, country will grow. Well, I got a woman 5 feet short. She yells and hollers and screams and snorts. She tickles my nose, pats me on the head, rolls me over and kicks me out of bed. She's a man-eater, meat grinder, bad loser. Oh, there ain't no use of me working all the time. I got a woman who works herself blind, works up to her britches, up to her neck, writes me letters and sends me checks. She's a humdinger, folk singer. Late one day in the middle of the week, eyes were closed, I was half asleep. I chased me a woman up the hill, right in the middle of an air raid drill. I jumped the fallout shelter, I jumped the string beam, I jumped the TV dinner, I jumped the shotgun. Now the man on the stand, he wants my vote. He's running for office on a ballot note. He's out there preaching in front of the steeple, telling me he loves all kinds of people. He's eating bagels, he's eating pizza, he's eating chitlins. Set me down on the television floor. I flicked the channel to number 4. Out of the shower comes a football man with a bottle of oil in his hand. Greasy kid stuff. What I want to know, Mr. Football Man, is what do you do about Willie Mays, Martin Luther King, Olatunji? Whoa. Well, the funniest woman I ever seen was the great-granddaughter of Mr. Clean. She takes about 15 baths a day, wants me to grow a mustache on my face. She's insane. Well, ask me why I'm drunk all the time. It levels my head and eases my mind. I just walk along and stroll and sing. I see better days and I do better things. I catch dinosaurs, make love to Elizabeth Taylor, catch hell from Richard Burton.
Bob Dylan incise nel 63 per la Columbia Records di John Hammond due canzoni che trattavano di libertà civili, entrambe contenute in The Freeling Bob Dylan. La prima è I Shall Be Free, una canzone ironica e satirica in cui Dylan gioca con immagini di libertà personale e politica, facendo riferimenti comici a figure pubbliche e a situazioni sociali. Metteva così in fila la narrazione simbolica del poliziotto, del boss, del datore di lavoro, del politico, del funzionario e persino del vicino di casa. Proprio per la sua natura ironica, il pezzo non ebbe critiche troppo positive, a differenza del resto dell'album, che fu decisamente lodato come portatore di un nuovo genere musicale. Lo stesso Dylan la introdusse molto raramente nelle scalette dei suoi concerti e la eseguì in pratica solo tra il 1963 e il 65 nelle sue apparizioni nei club di New York come il Gaslight Café e il Café Wa.
Oxford town, everybody's got their heads bowed down. Sun don't shine above the ground, ain't going down to Oxford town. He went down to Oxford town, guns and clubs followed him down, all because his face was brown. Better get away from Oxford town. Oxford town around the bend, come to the door, he couldn't get in, all because of the color of his skin. What do you think about that, my friend? Me and my gal, son, we got met with a tear gas bomb. I don't even know why we come, going back where we come from. Oxford town in the afternoon, everybody singing a sorrowful tune. Two men died neath the Mississippi moon, somebody better investigate soon.
La seconda canzone era decisamente molto più impegnata. Oxford Town parla di Oxford, Mississippi, città simbolo della lotta per l'integrazione razziale negli Stati Uniti. Qui nel 1962 James Meredith, un afroamericano, fu il primo studente nero ad iscriversi ad un'università. L'iscrizione scatenò proteste violente, con scontri tra cittadini, governatori segregazionisti e forze federali. L'intervento dell'esercito fu necessario per garantire l'accesso all'università di Meredith. James Meredith era un veterano dell'aeronautica afroamericano che aveva chiesto di iscriversi all'università. Dopo lunghe battaglie legali, la Corte Suprema degli Stati Uniti stabilì che l'università doveva accettarlo. Questo scatenò una crisi nazionale. Molti cittadini bianchi del Mississippi si opposero violentemente all'iscrizione di Meredith. La resistenza, come accennato, culminò in proteste e scontri tra manifestanti segregazionisti e forze federali.
James H. Meredith is formally enrolled at the University of Mississippi, ending one chapter in the federal government's efforts to desegregate the university. The town of Oxford is an armed camp, following riots that accompany the registration of the first Negro in the university's 118-year history. Much of this film record was destroyed when our cameraman, Gordon Yoder, was attacked, but he did salvage pictures of Governor Ross Barnett at the scene. The governor fought the court order long and bitterly before modifying his stand, saying Mississippi was overpowered by the federal government. President Kennedy appealed to the students and to the people of the state to comply peacefully with the law and bring the crisis to an end. Even as he talked, riots were breaking out in Oxford.
Americans are free and sure to disagree with the law, but not to disobey it. For in a government of laws and not of men, no man, however prominent or powerful, and no mob, however unruly or boisterous, is entitled to defy a court of law. If this country should ever reach the point where any man or group of men, by force or threat of force, could long deny the commands of our court and our Constitution, Then no law would stand free from doubt. No judge would be sure of his writ, and no citizen would be safe from his neighbors.
Il 30 settembre del 62 il presidente John Fitzgerald Kennedy inviò la Guardia Nazionale e l'esercito per garantire l'ingresso sicuro di Meredith all'università. Durante i disordini ci furono 2 morti e numerosi feriti, rendendo l'evento uno dei momenti più critici del movimento per i diritti civili. Il governatore in carica era Ross Barnett, del Partito Democratico, ma decisamente conservatore e segregazionista, che cercò in tutti i modi di bloccare l'iscrizione di Meredith, sfidando apertamente le decisioni federali. La sua opposizione portò a un conflitto diretto tra Stato e governo federale, simbolo della resistenza del Sud e della segregazione. Dylan racconta gli eventi in modo semplice e diretto, descrivendo il razzismo e la resistenza locale senza schierarsi apertamente. La canzone è breve e minimale, ma trasmette la tensione e l'ingiustizia della segregazione.
No, I noticed Johnny Stewart's song Johnny Reb is going great guns down here. So got a song about the South, I hope will go down as well down here. Yeah, I heard. Here's a song called The Ballad of Oxford, Mississippi. I'll sing you a song about a southern town where the devil had his rule. When marshals faced an angry mob to send one man to school. His name was Jimmy Meredith, and the tide he helped to turn. Where he chose to stay that terrible day to keep his right to learn. There was blood, red blood on their hands, yellow dirt on their clothes. What they thought they were doing, only God and the devil knows. There was hate, cold hate in their hearts, shot from their soul like a gun. And as they threw their stones and bricks, they screamed, "See what you have done." The governor made a promise he would keep the trouble down. But when the mob got ugly, no troopers could be found. And men were filled with hate and fear, they screamed into the night. The rebel flag waved in the air, the symbol of states' rights. There was blood, red blood on their hands, yellow dirt on their clothes. What they thought they were doing, only God and the devil knows. There was hate, cold hate in their hearts, shot from their soul like a gun. And as they threw their stones and bricks, they screamed, "See what you have done." Gas was fired into the mob after each attack, and though the gas was running low, they never fired back. And when the smoke had cleared away and the fury felt its pain, 2 men were dead and 100 bled, the South had risen again. So listen, Mr. Barnett and Mr. Walker too, times are changing mighty fast, they'll roll right over you. But someday you'll head farther south to the southern tip of hell. And it's hot down there, white hot down there, let's hear your rebel yell. There was blood, red blood on their hands, yellow dirt on their clothes. What they thought they were doing, only God and the devil knows. There was hate, cold hate in their hearts, shot from their soul like a gun. And as they threw their stones and bricks, they screamed, "See what you have done! See what you have done!"
Alle vicende di Oxford fu dedicata un'altra canzone. Si tratta del pezzo di Phil Ox intitolato Ballad of Oxford, Mississippi, una ballata folk scritta nel 62. Il brano racconta in modo crudo e diretto la violenza e l'odio che caratterizzarono i disordini di Oxford. Ox narra di come le forze dell'ordine fossero assenti o inefficaci, mentre la folla infuriata lanciava pietre e brandiva la bandiera confederata come simbolo di resistenza alla disgregazione. La canzone fu scritta appunto nel novembre del 62 e pubblicata nel numero 16 della rivista Broadside, una pubblicazione influente nel panorama del folk politico dell'epoca. Successivamente fu inclusa nell'album del 1986 che conteneva una raccolta di registrazioni di Ox degli anni 60.
All around this country, trouble in the air, and I hear the voices calling me, asking do you know and do you care, do you know and do you care. So I'm gonna do what I have to do, say what I have to say, and I'm gonna be what I have to be. Now won't you come on along with me, won't you come along with me. Don't wanna cause no sorrow, don't wanna cause no pain. Oh, I'm only gonna cause what I have to cause, until this land is free of shame, till this land is free of shame. So I'm gonna do what I have to do, say what I have to say, and I'm gonna be what I have to be. Now won't you come on? Come along with me. Only one thing I know we're not alone. Was a million here before we came, be a million when we're gone, we're gone, million when we're gone. So I'm gonna do what I have to do, say what I have to say, and I'm gonna be what I have to be. I'm afraid of jail, but I'm more afraid, Lord, not to try. More afraid what happens now if we fail, what happens now if we fail. So I'm gonna do what I have to do, say what I have to say, and I'm gonna be what I have to be. Now won't you come on along with me, won't you come along with me.
Avete ascoltato Rock in Opposition, storie di musica e politica. Una trasmissione di e con Alessandro Volpi, regia di Federico Bogazzi.
Per stasera Rock in Opposition finisce qui. Un saluto da Alessandro Volpi.
Right here.